are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Some of you will be very interested to hear that I guess a woman's sexual peak during the day is at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. And then it falls at 11:02 p.m. on Saturday night. They say here, okay, who did this study? I want to see who gets credit by this. For this, well, let me see. Oh, it was a nationwide study, they said, investigating the truth behind female libido. Now, this was a study done in the UK, finding that 3/4 of those surveyed were satisfied with their sex lives. But many of them said that they lost the mood because of their work schedules, family schedules, etc. Now, Scottish women and women from Southwest Great Britain revealed to be the most satisfied in the bedroom, while Irish women were found to be the least. Are you kidding me? Irish, they say, are having the most sex, with 42% indulging more than 3 times a week, followed by Londoners and the Welsh with 33% and 29% respectively. Okay, was this done in Women's Health? Yeah, this is from Women's Health magazine. Now, where's America's numbers? Oh, it's not saying. Spokesperson from Women's Health magazine commissioned a survey of 1,000 women, said it was great to see that the majority of British women are satisfied between the sheets. No, it's not. Where's American women? Okay, now, let me ask you something. How many hours difference is it from Great Britain to America? Okay, let's say it's, it's 5 hours difference from New York, right? No, that's a 5-hour flight. Okay, I don't know the time change. So if they're saying that a woman's sexual appetite peaks at 11 p.m. in Great Britain and Scotland, then I say we American women maybe should give it a try at, 4 to 7 in the afternoon. What do you think? I don't know. All right. I know. Everyone's trying to figure out when. Okay, so 6 hours London time. Thank you, Donovan. Okay, so 6 hours London time for Pacific or Eastern? Let me see what you wrote here. Eastern Standard Time. That's right. Okay, so changing by 6 hours. I'm doing the math. That would be 5 p.m. Eastern time. So 2 to 5 p.m., depending on where you live in the country, may be when a woman's sexual peak is. Okay, very good. No, it's no way. 2 to 5 p.m., that's nap time. Okay. All right. Let's move on. A lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about. All right. We're going to talk about this necrotizing fasciitis by this woman who made her own zip line. Excuse me. Oh, that was lovely. Really? Does the gas have to come out? Do I have to burp on air? Really? Really? You couldn't wait till break. I'm going to be going on break in a few minutes. Really? Jeez. Okay. Anyway. No, I'm not wearing any Spanx. I'm just wearing some regular scrubs. I shouldn't be burping. I didn't even eat yet. Anyway. Amy Copeland, who had, I guess, made her own type of makeshift zip line. It broke. She fell, gashed her leg, ended up getting a horrible infection, and then losing her leg a few days later. We'll talk about that. I also want to talk about an ultramarathoner, Micah True, died from heart disease. Again, another marathon runner dies of heart disease. I got to tell you, people, get your hearts checked, okay? I think it's great that you run marathons. It's great that you do exercise. I love it. Keep it up. However, get your heart checked. Some hearts just can't handle multiple miles. Now, what they have found is NFL players live longer than many other men. Now, that's kind of cool. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Let me see some changes to the psychiatric new DSM. I don't know if I want to talk about that. When they make changes, honestly, you know, I don't really sit there and go by the DSM. I know I probably should. It's our psychiatric Bible. But honestly, I got enough to read. All right. You know, if I think a person has depression or anxiety, I think that's one of the things they want to get rid of here. They want to get rid of a couple of the diagnoses. There's an attenuated psychosis syndrome, which is supposed to help identify individuals at risk of full-blown psychosis. Okay, so I guess that's supposed to, if you think somebody's going to become psychotic, you give them that diagnosis. And then they want to get rid of a mixed anxiety-depressive disorder, which is a blend of anxiety and depression symptoms. Well, I think that's fine. I like that disorder. That's one of the very few things I like with the DSM-5. But they say, nah, there weren't enough people that, they surveyed like that diagnosis. It's frustrating because nobody really asked my opinion. I would love to give my opinion. I think a lot of people have mixed anxiety and mixed depression. Okay, people that are depressed sometimes can't sleep very well. If you can't sleep, you get anxious the next day. If you're anxious, you don't sleep. If you don't sleep, you get depressed. It's a vicious cycle. You know, it's interesting. I went to a lecture by a psychiatrist. Yeah, there was free dinner. Of course I went. And he was talking about how a lot of times you really want your depressed patient to sleep. Okay? And he will give sleeping pills to depressed patients. Now, I was taught in school, you don't give sleeping pills to depressed patients because they'll take them and commit suicide with them. But he said, if you have a depressed patient that'll sit there and brood all night long, get him some sleep, because if he sleeps, he feels better. It makes perfect sense. Makes a lot of sense. Although one of the sleeping medications is currently undergoing a lawsuit, Ambien, because one of the CEOs of the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas had allegedly committed suicide and had allegedly taken Ambien a couple days before. No other medicines, from what I understand. So right now they're kind of investigating if the sleeping medications could make you suicidal if you're not. So again, I'm a little wary about that. I mean, I don't want to tell somebody who's depressed, and to take sleeping pills and give them a bottle. I'd like to kind of find out why they're depressed, and I also like to find out why they aren't sleeping. Okay, are they depressed because they're in pain? I mean, if you have chronic back pain or chronic neck pain and you can't sleep, and because you're in so much pain, you're depressed. You know, yes, giving you a sleeping pill can maybe give you a good night's sleep, but that's not handling the problem. However, I really like the psychiatrist. I see where he was going with it. And I think many of you, if you do suffer from depression or anxiety, definitely talk to your doctor about sleep. Because I got to tell you, when I don't get sleep, I am mean. I am witchy. All right? Donovan likes to hide when I don't take my nap. Like, I didn't get my nap today. He's like, oh, no, not that kind of a day. She's going to be grumpy. So definitely sleep helps, and we need more sleep. All right. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DAHLIA.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks.
I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, so we were talking about lack of sleep. We were talking about depression. We were talking about sleeping pills and the DSM and psychiatry. And, you know, it seems to me, again, same story, different day. Of course, I'm kind of keeping it clean. I know it's a different slogan that everybody says, same stuff, different day. But if you notice that, it just seems to be, if you really look at everybody, it almost looks like we all suffer from almost the same thing. Okay? And I wonder if they're just going to come up with some sort of a diagnosis, like we are screwed syndrome. And maybe that would actually probably put into more perspective. Because you have people that have just got it, and then you have people that don't got it. Now, of course, as a doctor, I see many of the people that don't got it. And they just don't have it. And may never have it. And it's very frustrating to see those people. Right? Because they want to have it. You know, they want to have no cholesterol. They want to have no diabetes. They want to have no obesity. They want to have no pain. And it just looks to me like once you hit a certain point, sometimes it's almost impossible to go back. I mean, unless you do something drastic. You know, for example, when I see my patients start suffering from back pain, and I know many of you listening to me do, you suffer from degenerative disc disease, you suffer from spinal stenosis, you suffer from scoliosis, you suffer from cervical radiculopathy, sciatica, etc. And I know what it's like to have back pain, I know what it's like to have neck pain, but I don't know what it's like to go through the excruciating pain that many of my patients or many of my listeners may have. And I feel extremely fortunate and blessed that I could still work out. I could still sit at my desk. I could still walk around and see patients. But I know many of you can't. And many people that don't have the pain don't understand. And I don't want you to understand. I don't want you guys to ever go through pain, because I don't want you to understand what the people going through pain, I don't want you to experience that. I'd like you to understand what they could be going through, but I don't want you to experience it. But it's very interesting, because even doctors, you know, we're trained in medicine many times when we're young and we feel good and we're skinny. And I don't think we're as good a physician until we become middle-aged ourselves and start dealing with a lot of the aches and pains and the metabolism slowing and some of these conditions. Now, I thought I was a great doctor. I did ER in my 20s, and I think I did wonderful medicine and performed phenomenally, right? Especially under pressure. But I cannot believe how much more I know now. And it isn't so much, it's not so much experience with patients, but also experience with yourself. You know, when you lose a loved one, like when I lost my father, you know, yes, I've lost many people in my family, but when it's somebody that close to you, wow. You know, I mean, now I know what people are going through. I mean, I thought I understood the grieving process when Melrose Place went off air. No. You know, many of the experiences we have when we're young, and like I said, I would hate for anybody to experience the loss of a loved one when they're young. But, you know, here you are, you're older, and you experience that, so now you understand. You understand why people grieving, they don't sleep. They don't want to go to work. They need to take a few weeks off. Now, you know, I always did, you know, even before I experienced the death of my family, I'm like, you know, fine, you take what you need. You know, and I thought I understood what they were going through, but now that I experienced it, I'm like, oh my gosh, 2 weeks, is that even enough? You know, I mean, you really get that empathy. Same thing with little babies coming in. You know, before I had a child, you know, I was flipping the baby around on the table and telling mom, you're overfeeding the baby. We're worried about childhood obesity. You can't be feeding the baby more frequently than every couple hours. What are you doing? Right? And then you give birth, you have your own child, and you're like, wait a second. These kids don't want to be on your schedule. They have their own schedule. And the child's hungry, you feed them. You know, and I think I became a much better doctor performing pediatrics, you know, once I had my own child. Now, still, many people that don't have children are excellent pediatricians, but I know for myself, you know, just experiencing that migraine. Oh my gosh, migraines. I thought I knew what a migraine was. I remember my sister complained about migraines, my patients complaining, you know, patients saying, Dr. Dahlia, you got to give me Lortab or Percocet for my migraine. And I'm like, what? Really? Really? I've had headaches. Come on. You don't need Percocet. Tylenol will fix it. Your Midol will fix it. Boy, if I ever saw footage of me being a snobby 20-some-year-old telling a migraine patient she didn't need Lortab for a headache, I would, oh my gosh, I'd probably smack myself silly. Having experienced a migraine, I'm surprised people aren't asking me to sever the nerves causing the pain. I mean, migraines are debilitating. And so any of you experiencing that, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. And so, you know, it's frustrating because I see people come in having these types of pains, going through this. And, you know, unless a doctor understands, right, and some do, you know, but some don't. You know, they'll deny pain medicine, or they'll say, look, you just got to get off your butt and exercise. You know, you have sciatica because of your weight, and you aren't getting off your weight, so you have back issues and degenerative disc disease, so it's your fault. Well, okay, you know, you can tell a person it's their fault, but that's not going to get them to lose weight, right? Same thing with the obesity. Once you become obese, you're more at risk for heart disease. You're more at risk for diabetes. You could have sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, you could be, again, more at risk for high blood pressure, stroke, dementia. It's a vicious cycle. And I see these people, they just can't get out of that cycle. Now, some people have to do something drastic. When we talked about doing something drastic, some of my patients, they'll get bariatric surgery. They'll have part of their stomach cut. They'll have a gastric sleeve. They'll have a lap band. And it does many times cure them of their diabetes. You know, it's phenomenal to see what happens once the weight goes down. My patients are saying, I don't have the back pain. Doc, I don't even need to see anymore. And I'm like, see ya, just check in with me once this decade, if you don't mind. And it's it's amazing to me. It is. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to go get a lap band, but I think we need to realize that people don't just have one diagnosis or two diagnoses. When you have something wrong, whether it's obesity, whether it's back pain, whether it's depression, you probably have five or six things going on at the same time. So, you know, when they're talking about, well, you know, the psychiatric Bible or DSM is going to be, you know, changing some things around or whatever, I really just don't like giving labels. I can't stand it. I wish I could just relabel medicine and say you have patient A, you got patient B, you got patient C. Right? Patient A has depression, they have some anxiety, they lose sleep, they have mood disorder, some of them may drink, some of them may eat chocolate. You know, how many of your obese patients are obese because they have depression and they go to the chocolate? You know, there's an overlap. You could have an AB and you could call them an ABBA. You could have a BC patient and call them a Bicca. So, you know, it just, you know, I'm so frustrated with the way we do medicine because we give people diagnoses, one-liners. Now, the reason why we have to do it is for insurance, which, again, I think is stupid, right? Insurance companies want your diagnosis. I don't think it's any of their gosh darn business what your personal medical problems are. I don't think the doctor has to prove to them why they're treating you. The doctor should just say, look, I saw him. I spent this time with the patient. Pay me for this. I don't think it's anybody's business if you have explosive diarrhea or heavy periods or HIV. But the way our system is, insurance wants to know the diagnosis. And that's what we have to do. So we have to give everybody a diagnosis. So people walk out of the doctor's office saying, I have dyslipidemia, high cholesterol. Well, you probably have a couple other things. You may have a little bit of weight issues. You may have a little bit of arteriosclerosis. You may have a little bit of early dementia. You may have some peripheral vascular disease. And so people don't want to go to the doctor because they don't want to come out with 17 diagnoses. So, Donovan, is that you? I'm having a little issue. Are we back on there? Oh, whew. Oh, that was scary. I thought I lost you guys. I thought you all turned off your radios at once. No more Dr. Dahlia, everybody. At the 26-minute mark, everybody shut the Dr. Dahlia show off. All right. Anyway, what was I saying? So I think maybe, you know, we should start approaching medicine looking at people having a conglomerate of symptoms and issues going on. And you want to know who else does that? Homeopaths. I wish I knew more about homeopathy, but homeopaths do that. One, they look at the whole person. Two, they realize that a lot of things are related. How many of you have bowel issues? You have menstrual issues, and you can't lose weight. You know, many of you have three, four things going on at the same time. Why don't we figure out those groups? Now, they started to do that when they came up with Syndrome X, right? Syndrome X, truncal obesity, dyslipidemia, high blood pressure. All right, fine. They're starting to come up with Syndrome X's. I hate the word syndrome. All right, but maybe that's a better approach to dealing with patients rather than giving them line item diagnoses. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ooh,
they were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Find our Facebook fan page and hit like. And whether you like the show or not, hit like. And we can give you up-to-date medical updates. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Yeah, so you got Double D, you got Donovan, so it's the Triple D. Tonight, Triple D. All right, NFL players live longer than most other men. Apparently, there was a study who looked at men before 1993 who played in the NFL. All right, the study didn't look at the cognitive and mental health issues that we have been, you know, currently looking at because of recent, you know, repeated blows to the head. But the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, conducted a study and released its findings and said they are looking at neurodegenerative causes of death among the same group. Okay, well, that's nice. So what's going on with the longevity? They started collecting data in 1990, looking at 3,400 players who were in the NFL for at least five seasons from 1959 to 1988. The institution told the retired players at the time, the NFL players on average, okay. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to read this because I apologize about the font. And sometimes these things are typos. The sentence is confusing. The institute told the retired players that at the time the union requested the study, several news media reports stated the NFL players lived on average only into their 50s. And the institute said it could find no scientific evidence to back that up. The study was first completed in 1994. Well, from what I understand, they found a government study found a lower death rate among former NFL players, among men in the general population. Let's see here. They expected to find that 625 members of the group it studied would be dead based on estimates from the general population, but instead found 334 of the retired players had died as opposed to 625. Former players also had a lower rate of cancer-related deaths. Okay. They said the biggest players, those who played with body mass indexes of more than 30 and are quote-unquote considered obese, had twice the risk of dying from heart disease as other players. They say black players had a 69% higher risk of death from heart disease. Okay, where's the good news? They say in all positions, defensive linemen, et cetera, all had potential for heart disease. However, it was less than the general population. So, they say, all right, so what do we take from this? I don't know. Start playing football? I mean, you know, I've discussed football players, and many of them appear to be obese after they've left, you know, playing football and left their sport. And many people blame the obesity of ex-NFL players on, you know, drinking beer and eating chicken wings and things like that. And I disagree. I think many of these people were so conditioned and worked up. Because remember, if you were in the NFL, then you were probably in pop warmer football. I mean, you were probably as a kid in football, in middle school, in high school, in college, NFL. And so if you were playing your whole life, you probably didn't get the arteriosclerosis that many teenagers and 18-year-old kids already start collecting, right? And so maybe there's an argument that these people didn't start the coronary artery plaquing to the degree that the general population does until after they left the season or after they left the sport. So this makes a heck of a lot more sense. Now, many of them, like they said, are obese, and the obese ones have more of a risk of heart disease than the non-obese ones. Yes, that's true. But if people want to know why an ex-NFL player could possibly live longer than someone in the general population, my guess is their type of activity. But then why would they be overweight? Well, remember, if your body was used to that much exercise, and then you stop, and I mean, their workouts are brutal. Absolutely brutal. And you don't keep that same intensity up. And it's very difficult. If you have knee injuries and hip injuries and clavicle injuries and you're getting older, very difficult to keep that up. You gain weight. Now, when my grandfather played football, he was trim. Later, after he stopped and, you know, started to get arthritis and gout, et cetera, rheumatism, whatever, you gain weight. So, and you'll probably gain weight at a faster speed than those who never worked out. You know, I see friends and patients and people all the time, listeners, that go, Dahlia, I have never had to work out, and I'm skinny. Well, when we talk about people that have got it, that's an example of you having it, okay? But, you know, the rest of us, we really have to work at it. And I think many of us, like me, I probably started heavily working out when I was age 13. I just started working out. I even worked out when I was pregnant. I worked out post-surgery. I worked out when I had mono. I just never took a day off. I always worked out. Then when I had an injury, boy, did I pack on weight. As opposed to if I never worked out that much and my body wasn't used to, because again, if the body thinks that's your baseline, you've just reset your baseline. If you know, your body is very smart. It will predict what's going to happen. And again, I mean, it doesn't have to be a rocket scientist. I mean, if you work out every single day for 30 minutes to an hour, I mean, it's going to get used to that. And it's going to calculate what it needs from a fluid standpoint, from a metabolism, from a food standpoint, etc. And your body will prepare. Many times your body will not have to go to the bathroom during your workout times. You guys notice that? You know, when you start to get on a cycle, everything about your body follows suit. It's kind of nice. You're like, wow, I don't have to poop. All right, but many of us, we need to do our poops in the morning. That's when we work out. So you got to maybe poop before you work out. I don't know how you have to do it. You guys don't have to share that with me, but figure it out because you want to make sure you poop every day. But anyway, your body likes cycles and likes predictability. So if your body is expecting a 500-calorie workout or a 30-minute workout and then it doesn't get it, immediately your body, which has been holding on to calories and, you know, in that type of mode to prepare for that type of exercise or quote unquote insult, sometimes we call it, even though it's not negative, you gain weight. So that's why I think many NFL players end up appearing obese and obese quicker than the average population because their body was just used to such rigorous activity. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I wonder how many of you, when I say all right, say, no, it's not all right. Sorry, Dr. Dahlia, it's not all right. See, that's probably one of the most frustrating things. I wish, you know, I could have that dialogue with you, right? I know what y'all say to the radio, right? I do. No, it's not all right. It's not all right at all. I found out a little bit more about this dental tool that delivers pain-free shots. Remember we were talking about this? There's a dental tool called Dental Vibe. I guess it gives a vibration. It does some sort of a vibratory type of procedure before, during, and after the needle is injected. Now, this isn't anything new, because dentists, when they inject you, many times you don't feel the injection because they sit there and they vibrate the lip or they vibrate the gum and you're either distracted or the vibratory sense confuses the nerves and you don't seem to have the pain. But what they want to do is use this dental tool or a tool that basically mimics what dentists do for everyday type of injections. You have many people afraid of needles. We talked about this yesterday. They're afraid of giving blood. You have children afraid of getting vaccines. So if for 5 seconds it does this little vibratory thing that doesn't hurt, a little gentle pulsating vibration, then the needle goes in, needle comes out, patient doesn't even realize it, you just made injections pain free. Now, I know some people just can't deal with pain. I mean, you know, it's the kids that drive us crazy. They're the ones screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering. So, yeah, I think it's cool. But anyway, so we found a little bit more information. I just want to clue you in on that. Okay, what else are we going to talk about? When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about how some more news where sunscreens may actually increase your chance of skin cancer rather than protect it. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about the girl that ended up having a pretty deep leg gash wound from a zip lining accident and then ended up getting infected, undergoing something called necrotizing fasciitis, occurring something of that severity, and then needing an amputation. Pretty scary stuff. And then I also want to talk about an elementary school that misspelled its name for 9 years. The school had misspelled its own name for 9 years until somebody figured it out. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about the TSA, I think, yesterday. And, you know, how the TSA are dealing with idiots and terrorists, you know, trying to bomb us and come up with underwear bombs. Well, it looks like some of our idiots are kind of homegrown. I guess a man traveling with a 4-year-old son, okay, at T.F. Greene International Airport in Warwick, Rhode Island, tried to smuggle pieces of a gun that he could assemble afterwards in his kid's stuffed toys. He used three stuffed, now he's claiming he didn't know, but there were three stuffed animals his little boy put on a conveyor belt that had pieces of guns. They say that the guns appear to be a result of a domestic dispute, said Rhode Island Airport Police Chief Leo Messier. An investigation by the airport police, state police, and FBI determined there was no threat at any time to air safety. Apparently, a TSA officer watched as the carry-on bag containing a stuffed teddy bear, a bunny rabbit, and a Mickey Mouse, I'm looking at the gun right now, went through a checkpoint x-ray machine on Monday. The officer spotted the disassembled firearm components and ammunition concealed inside each of the stuffed animals. Right, then, of course, they conducted a search of the bag. Inside the toys, they found the main frame of a .40 caliber firearm, a magazine with two .40 caliber rounds, a firing pin, and a slide. They really couldn't notice, right, that the teddy bear, boy, this is kind of heavy, Dad. TSA says they interviewed the man who said he was unaware that the gun parts were inside the toys. The items were confiscated, and the father and son were allowed to continue their flight to Detroit. Law enforcement agents continue to investigate the incident. All right. From what I understand, you can, I believe, have, as long as I think you notify, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can have a gun in your stowaway luggage, not your carry-on, obviously. Right? I mean, like, if you're traveling or moving, from what I understand, it's not supposed to be loaded. I think the ammunition has to be separate. But from what I understand, you can. I don't know. I've never tried it. to try to smuggle it in your kids' toys. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of not the brightest things, it looks like there's an elementary school in Texas called Sunrise Elementary School in Fort Worth added the name McMillan to its name in 2003-2004, to honor the school's very first teacher, Miss Mary McMillan, who later became principal. Now, apparently, one of her relatives noticed that McMillan was spelled with an extra I, even though everybody knew McMillan didn't have the I, extra I in it. It was M-I-L-L-A-N instead of M-I-L-L-I-A-N. But for 9 years, they had the name misspelled. And finally, a family member said, you may want to get the name right. So remember, what was that school where it had school crossing on the asphalt on the street and it was misspelled? Come on, people. Please get it right. And what stinks is these articles are plastered all over the world. You know, I mean, you know, all these other countries just are edging. You know, to see us either fall on our face or look stupid or whatever, don't give them that. Come on. Everybody gets a hold of this and it's all over. Can't spell the name of our school correctly. Can't spell school crossing. Got a clue, people. Come on. We're way smarter than that. All right, we were talking about sunscreen and how, remember we were talking about oxybenzone a few years back? I was interviewed for the news talking about that and how it could possibly cause free radical damage, and these free radicals can damage cells, which could damage the DNA and later cause skin cancer. Well, now they're saying the zinc oxide in sunscreen could do the same thing. Early research from Missouri University suggests that zinc oxide, when exposed to sunlight, undergoes a chemical reaction that may release the unstable molecules known as free radicals that can later damage cells, later damage DNA, and could possibly increase the risk of skin cancer. Lead author Dr. Yinfa Ma, I got to be careful because that gave me the giggles earlier tonight, said that the longer the zinc oxide is exposed to sunlight, the greater the potential damage to human cells. And the whole purpose, right, of using sunscreen is you can be out in the sun. Apparently what they did is they took lung cells, they stuck lung cells into zinc oxide and exposed lung cells to light, and then they had lung cells not dunk in zinc oxide exposed to sunlight, which to me doesn't seem to be the most realistic type of study because our lung cells are really out there in the sun, but they found that lung cells dunked in zinc oxide deteriorated. All right, so Dr. Ma is going to publish this. I guess there's no publication date yet revealed. Everybody's all excited about this publication. But I don't want everyone to freak out about sunscreen. What I think we need to do is, again, everything in moderation. You know, I've talked about this many times. I get a little nervous lathering my kids up with sunscreen, thick, dripping off of them. And remember, you have to re-lather them up. You have to reapply it every 20 minutes, 30 minutes, et cetera, especially depending on if they sweat, if it washes off in the pool. And I get nervous because you have millions upon millions of pores, you have openings in the skin, and you just wonder with the chemicals. And remember, zinc oxide is also in plastics and it's in other things. And so when you expose something to the heat, long term, it changes. Okay? It's just simple chemistry. Remember we had Bunsen burners on our chemistry tables? I love the Bunsen burners. Loved them. I wanted to name my kid Bunsen and another kid Burner. So I could be like, Bunsen Burner, time for burgers. Okay, I'm a geek. All right. Come on. That's medical. If you don't like medical humor, you shouldn't be listening to the show. That's like really funny in the medical scientific realm. That's kind of funny. Yeah, Bunsen burner. All right. I'll go on. So anyway, you know, when you add heat, you get reactions. And so it just always kind of, and again, I don't want us to freak out. We're still supposed to protect ourselves from the sun. I'm more freaked out about melanoma, and we all should be. I think we're all more nervous about melanoma than we are about what some of these chemicals could do. But I think we need to just maybe mix it up a little bit. You know, make sure your kids are wearing hats. Make sure your kids are wearing water shirts. Apply sunscreen, but maybe now you don't have to apply sunscreen as much, okay? Maybe have your kids play outside when the sun is less strong. I hate the fact that we're telling people to avoid the sun. I hate giving that advice. I'm scared to death of skin cancer, but gosh, I know there's a lot more to the sun than it just being bright. And, you know. It's frustrating because we know we need sun. There's so much the sun gives us. There's so much the body needs. I mean, I feel so good when I'm out in the sun. It just, again, you know, with skin cancer, no one's going to give that advice. But honestly, with the kids, I also talked about the tushies. You know, many of us, we sunscreen them and then their bathing suit falls a little bit. And then you see the white part, right? Their back is tan and then the tushy part is white. And my kids, they always, you know, their bathing suit starts to say, I don't understand my kids. Their tushies are always showing. So make sure you sunscreen the upper part of their tushy. They can do it themselves. You don't have to do it. But remember, you know, melanomas can't occur on the tushy. So you need to make sure you get that addressed. The one sunscreen I don't think I'll ever like is the spray-on sunscreen, because I see the cloud in the air and kids are always coughing. I can't stand sunscreen getting into your lungs. And maybe it's the zinc oxide or the oxybenzone or whatever the heck is in it. So just, you know, realize, again, it's all chemicals. Don't be shocked. There may be some issues. I've never heard of a particular person getting skin cancer from their sunscreen. But it's just always kind of given me the heebie-jeebies to really lather the kids up, have them soak so much of that in. But again, you know, talk to your doctor. And it's interesting because I'm noticing more doctors are saying that too. They're like, look, I'd rather you avoid the sun, or I'd rather you have long clothing, maybe just have some small areas exposed that you can keep an eye on. The only problem is you can't have a melanocyte that goes AWOL. You know, there is a theory that you don't have to get the melanoma right then and there. Many people's melanomas are where the sun don't shine. So you can't, whether it's a cell that goes AWOL or you just have a melanocyte sitting there that decides to go crazy, it's a whole other story. But, you know, just use some caution and just don't overdo it. We'll be back after this break. If not, have a great rest of the way home. God bless you. God bless our troops. And we'll be back. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.